Okay, hi everyone. I'm Ben Nash from Amherst, Virginia. So I'd like to share another inspiration today. And I don't know who all listen to this, but I'm just going to assume that you believe the Bible, because I'm going to share inspiration from the Bible. If you don't believe the Bible, feel free to call me and visit. And I'd love to visit about that, reasons why I believe the Bible is true. And I'll give you my number. It's 605-949-0384. So for my reading this morning, or today, I'm going to jump right in here. It's found in Luke chapter 5, the Gospel of Luke chapter 5, starting to read in verse 17. A story here, an account here. I'm going to read it, then we'll make a few comments on it, something that inspired me here. And it came to pass on a certain day, as he, Jesus, was teaching, that there were Pharisees and doctors of the law sitting by, which were come out of every town in Galilee and Judea and Jerusalem, and the power of the Lord was present to heal them. And behold, men brought in a bed a man which was taken with palsy, and they sought means to bring him in and to lay him before him. And when they could not find by what way they might bring him in because of the multitude, they went up upon the housetop and let him down through the tiling with his couch in the midst before Jesus. And when he saw their faith, he said to them, "Man, thy sins are forgiven thee." And the scribes and the Pharisees began to reason, saying, "Who is this which speaketh blasphemies? Who can forgive sins but God alone?" But when Jesus perceived their thoughts, he answered and said unto them, "What reason ye in your hearts? Whether it is easier to say, 'Thy sins be forgiven thee,' or to say, 'Rise up and walk'? But that ye may know that the Son of Man hath power upon earth to forgive sins." He said unto the sick of the palsy, "I say unto thee, arise, and take up thy couch, and go into thy house." And immediately he arose up before them, and took up that whereon he lay, and departed to his own house, glorifying God. And they were all amazed, and they glorified God, and were filled with fear, saying, "We have seen strange things today." And I'll stop reading there. There's some comments. A lot of things could be talked about and meditated on this whole story. But just a couple things, points that I'm just going to touch on. So here we have the fact that Jesus was teaching. Jesus, the one who, if we profess Christ as our Savior, which he is the Savior of the world, then we want to be like him, and he was a teacher. He did that a lot. And so there's times and places, if you're a believer, that it is a good thing to just consider ourselves as teachers. We teach people, and we don't have to be ashamed about that, to be teachers, whether we're teaching children, anyone around us, the church, neighborhood, community. We teach with the way we live, and we also teach with the words we say. We teach in many ways. So that's good. Jesus was a teacher, and may we be inspired to be teachers. The next thing I'd like to say, as life was happening in this story, we had the Pharisees, doctors of the law, the church people, they were there. It almost seemed like they just kind of happened to be there, which we know, we can imagine scenes. They were around. They were prominent in the Jews' religion among the people. And this is just a fact that I consider there. It seemed like they were there. More or less, it puts them in light here of being critics. And so when you and I follow Jesus, we teach, we do things, and we just simply follow him as one of God's children, and just in simplicity and reality, there's critics around. And so when we have critics, We just need to understand that it's not the first time. And but not everything about the Pharisees and the doctors of the law were wrong. It's just the criticalness at times that we see. Another point was the Lord, it says there that there was presence, and the power of the Lord was present to heal. And just that fact, meditating on the fact that, you know, many times out there, others, there's need for healing, whether it's physical or spiritual or emotional. We all have needs in our lives for healing, sometime or the other, I believe. And God is a healer. And that just blesses me to meditate on that, that God can heal. You know, we don't see him, he doesn't heal everyone. But which takes the next point, there was a need here. There was a people brought someone to Jesus because they had faith that he could help them. And they didn't merely just come up and just see if perchance he would look their way. But we see in them a persistence, a purpose. It says they sought for a way to bring him and lay him before Jesus. And they didn't just necessarily easily see a way, but they went even the extra mile, you could say, or the extra effort to bring him to Jesus. They could have just, well, he's so busy, so full, we can't get to him. And they could have just retreated back, I believe. But they didn't. They looked for a way. They kept looking, and they finally went up on the roof. And somehow, I don't know how the way the houses were built back then, probably, I'm sure, a little differently than now. But there was a way. They went the extra effort to a drastic measure. I would think it'd be something a bit drastic here to remove tiles of the roof to let someone down through. That would be really strange. It would be strange now, and I'd like to think it was probably strange then. But so they went out of their way. Maybe you could say even a bit of extreme to get help. And so. And then it's just a blessing to meditate. What was Jesus' response? Wow, he was impressed right away because of their faith. What does it say here? And when he saw their faith, he said, "Man, thy sins are forgiven thee." So it's like he responded positively. And I often notice that when Jesus saw that people had faith, he responded. He commended. God loves when you and I have faith in him for our needs and act on them. Now, the other big thing that inspired me in this story is the fact that Jesus has power to forgive us of our sins. I think we're all really honest. There's a sense in all of us that God put within us. We know when we have sin, when there's something wrong, we know the difference of right and wrong. And if we have any knowledge at all of God and the Bible, we for sure know that God is holy and he doesn't tolerate sin. Sin cannot enter in his presence. And yet, because of his love, he made a way through his son Jesus, him taking the punishment of our sins, him making reconciliation, him being the peacemaker, the mediator for us. Jesus took our sins for us and through his love for us. But just the fact that the profound fact and what Jesus said again the second time, he said, "But that ye may know that the Son of Man hath power on earth to forgive sins." That is an amazing thing to think about. Jesus has power to forgive sins. And so I'd like to think, well, you and I have sin. We don't have sin, we have sinned. And Jesus has the power to take that away. Just that thought is just tremendous. Gives us hope, gives us just a positive message. And so then the question is, will he forgive? We see he has the power. Will he? Well, surely he will. Look at his life. Look at what he came for. We could read and say a lot of things. But surely Jesus is willing to forgive your sins and my sins. The Bible says it over and over again. He laid down his life. And God has called us to repent of our sins and believe on him. And he will deal with them in Christ. So I like to think there's reason to believe the Bible teaches us if we confess our sins, if we repent of them, he will forgive us. So just the wonderful truth that Jesus has power to forgive sins. Isn't that so wonderful? And that he wanted the people to know that, that you may know that the Son of Man has power to forgive sins. So anyway, the man was helped, and he got up and he walked out glorifying God. God got the glory. Praise God. He got the glory. And all the people glorified God. And they were filled with fear. It's like, wow. And that's, I love that when there's miracles, it just amazes us. And our faith can be deeper and stronger. So may you be inspired by these truths, and let's go our way knowing that Jesus has power to forgive sins. He wants to forgive sins. He wants people to repent, and may we be his witnesses. So God bless your day.